Testing, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Terry Laundry with the T-Theory Observations for June the 16th. Today I'm just posting a daily chart update, which is the chart directly with this text. A couple days ago I did post my advanced decline T study, which has a 20-year history of the advanced decline T's, and it's in detail, and it was my major project during the 1980s and 1990s. And I'm going to use that to answer some of the questions about the four-year cycle, which were posed and are interesting ones. And that case there of T number two, which coming out of the 1974 bottom, projecting a top in September 1980, ran into a four-year cycle, and so I'll talk a little about that one and some of the other concepts. Let's first turn to the daily chart, and we see that the rather unique sort of a pattern in which the oscillator has gotten to a very overbought condition and pulled back for some number of days and is trying to rally again with the volume oscillator as of Wednesday at plus 648. It may go on further, but it really does have to come down to the zero line. And I would expect that what you're going to see is just some kind of a mild pullback, such as we've been seeing. And if the market doesn't break down, it's a sign of, as the oscillator comes back to the zero line, that's probably a pretty good place to look for a low, because the market does appear to have great strength in the terms of the advanced decline line. Last week, I noted that the advanced decline line was coming back to its recent high. Some of my numbers show that it has just gotten back or it's slightly above its old high, so we are seeing a breakout in the advanced decline line, which is, of course, a sign of broad-based strength. We're also seeing a lot of the groups that were former leaders coming back to life again. So I would say that we probably would look for some further correction, but I don't think it's going to be necessarily anything terrible, because the market will start to get oversold pretty quickly. Now, turning to the chart in my previous article, which covers the 1968 to the 1999 period, with the advanced decline T's in it, I bring your attention to the 1974 low. That was the first time I decided that there was a T present. We used the advanced decline line, and I will post that historical chart sometime later on. But basically, it just said that there was a six-year decline from 68 to 74, and there was a projected uptrend. Now, as the market was coming out of the 74 low, it did run into the so-called four-year cycle. I have done statistics in this time period and determined that the four-year cycle was averaged 4.1 years plus or minus 8 months. That variation on the swing, which covers 90% of the cases, is two standard deviations, puts you in a dilemma as far as the present situation, because if the T runs 4.1 years plus 8 months, you kind of go over the end of the projected top. But if it comes in short, you'll have to go through it before you get to the early 07 top. Well, the T number two in this history ran into that case. The rise out of the 74 low, starting in 75, 76, started to pull back in 77, but as you can see in the chart, everything was muted, and then it turned and it ran in a very strong speculative, and I might say very profitable run into 1980 at a peak. It then got hurt very badly going into the 82 low. In fact, the run-up from the 74 to the 1980 peak, which is the right side of the T number two, was corrected 50% in terms of market averages by going down to the 82 level. Now the question is why you had a muted four-year cycle low in the middle of the right arm of T number two, and that is partially explained by the fact that if you look at the if you're down at the bottom of the advanced decline line, you see I've sketched in a suggestion that there's an eight-year cycle running in the advanced decline line, and the eight-year suggestion, just what it basically means is that every other four-year cycle low changes its characteristic. You have an easy-going one, which doesn't have much of a correction, and then you pay back for that by having an extremely strong one correction later on, and it is remarkable that it's a 50% correction. I'm not terribly worried about the projected uptrend here, as long as the advanced decline line stays strong, which is why we're interested in the upside breakout in the days ahead. Because what's going to happen is that we know that when we get close to the four-year cycle low, it's going to start to do something funny, but it may just be a consolidation. And then we still have a chance to pull it out and make a strong run into the projected top date using TNOMA 2 as an example. Well, that's it for today. Have a nice weekend, and I'll be back with some more old studies, which I will post sometime next week, and then we'll pick up and see whether we have some sort of a correction in the volume oscillator. Bye-bye.